What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Shadowless Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Real Breaking Day, alongside Super Duper Danny and Mr. Jordan French, back with another episode of the Shadowless Podcast.
Wake up!
Wow.
It's time to get going, because this week we actually have some Pokemon stuff to talk about.
What? Is there
on
news?
On the Pokemon podcast, we
new
actually
news?
Have... Yeah.
What?
Wow. We actually have Pokemon stuff to talk about this week. We're going to talk about Starbirth, all the secret rares from that. We're going to talk about this lunchbox situation. There is actually stuff on Pokemon Center that we're going to get to talk about. And he was a skater boy. She said, see you later, boy. So, yeah.
Did you say lunchbox situation? You're talking about Pokemon cards, right? Are we having lunch? Because I'm getting kind of hungry. I was wondering if maybe we could make some lunch. You just want to hang out?
Yeah. I just watched you scarf down a bussin' egg, all right?
So, oh, yeah, dude. Actually,
that was what? The avocado toast, right?
I made avocado toast, and I had some nice little sautéed tomatoes.
Dude, heck yeah!
Everything you said sounded so foul to me.
Foul?
Yeah. Avocados, tomatoes, disgusting. What are we eating?
Eggs here? On top?
Eggs are fine.
Eggs, bread,
fantastic. You're talking about liquid? Tomatoes and avocado. Those things should be non-existent.
On 21 grain bread?
Tomato I could do without. Yeah, tomato.
What?
No, avocado, absolutely. I'm all game. Count me in.
I used to work at Subway, some salt and pepper, especially during the time of their avocado campaign came around.
Stop.
I do not
that's Subway.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
Avocado?
Ruined it for me.
Oh, yeah. They have avocados at Subway?
You had to add avocado to, you had to, it's a whole.
Oh, it's an, it's,
you have to add avocado? That's what you'd ask for. You have to add avocado to your order. Get it?
You have to say it like that? Or?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
You ever had that Chipotle avocado?
No,
guac?
I don't want it.
Ooh, baby.
So don't want your guac. Get it out of
good.
Here. Disgusting. Oh, it's green.
What?
It's
what are you talking?
It's very
you
green.
Don't like avocados?
No.
Whoa.
It's such
we're
a
learning
healthy
so
food.
Much today. Yeah, no, we're learning so much.
Even
right
more
now.
Reasons to dislike
food.
It.
Jordan, it's a superfood.
Yeah.
Cool.
Delicious.
Then why isn't it saving the day?
It is.
Yeah.
It's just not saving the day in your
serving
world
it up
over there.
Gary's way?
Ding.
This is SpongeBob reference.
Yeah. Big SpongeBob fans here. Big SpongeBob fans.
That's my favorite SpongeBob song.
Yeah.
That same. Makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah. So how was everybody's weekend? How was your weekend?
Really good.
How's your weekend?
Okay.
Danny?
Okay.
Really good.
Why?
So this weekend I opened up Pokemon cards.
What?
Whoa. But I got so That's I opened up sick, some VMAX dude. Climax Japanese packs. I know we do this every weekend. Every weekend I open up Pokemon cards. But I got a God pack this weekend in my VMAX Climax packs.
Is that your first
Spicy.
One?
Spicy. The first one I've ever gotten.
Nice. What was in it?
It was character secret. Yeah. It was on stream. It was during one of our box breaks. So it was character secret rare, character super rares, the regular character rares. Yeah, the whole pack of secret rares. But it was all character cards.
So not a Jeez. Single energy in there?
There was the energy in the front. What are you talking about, dude? It
you
comes
said
with the
entire
in the
pack.
Front.
You said the entire pack.
One energy in the front.
Was
and
it a reverse energy?
It was a holofoil.
I don't know if that's a god pack. I'm sorry.
And then 10 secret rares. What are you talking about?
I think it's got to be the entire pack.
What are you talking about? It doesn't even exist.
Says who?
Come on, man.
Just because you haven't pulled it doesn't mean
Come
it doesn't
on.
Exist.
Oh my God,
have you ever seen $1 million in person?
That's not how it works. What? Have you seen $1 million?
In person? Yes.
In person?
Yes.
With your eyes? What do you wear? What was the context?
Can't talk about it.
Oh my gosh.
No, not here on the podcast, but I have seen that amount of money in a single spot at once.
Yo, in cash.
I heard in cash. You could fit $1 million, like with $100 bills, you could fit that like in a grocery bag. Like it's literally like compact enough to fit in a grocery bag. Like $1 million in cash. Yeah.
In what? In $1 bills?
No, in hundred. What do you mean in ones?
I thought you said in ones. I was like, what are you talking about? That's a lot more than that.
You could have $1 million $1 bills. That's so how Jordan, I would do it if I had that. I would for sure just get it in ones.
I get it
have,
in
like,
pennies.
A big mountain of cat. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Jordan, you can't talk about it.
Top secret.
I can't talk about it.
Seeming a little sussy.
Listen.
Suspicious.
Yeah, I don't know.
Certain.
I don't know if you're telling the truth over there.
Jordan.
Well, it's. I mean, believe me or not, I've seen the amount of money. So.
Hmm.
It doesn't matter because it's not my money. So who cares?
Like, I think it is Jordan's money.
If it were my money, why would I be here?
Because you love us here.
Because I love Pokemon. I love doing podcasts. It's what I
love
doing.
Come on, Jordan.
I'm kidding. I love you.
You wouldn't leave us for $1 million, would you?
No. Not a million. Maybe like five, but not a million.
It's going to be like five or 10 million that he would leave.
A few, you know, like several millions, you know?
Got it.
Yeah, not just one. That'd be crazy talking about.
Nah, what you can do with $1 million? Yeah, that's not enough. I need more than that. It's not life-changing amount of money.
You know, you can make a long-distance phone call.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who would I call? Can I call Math?
You call Mr. Math.
Wow. Oh, great. I have to find that. Hello?
Hi, Mr. Math.
Great throwback that probably there's a bunch of people that have no idea what that is even
that's
about,
almost
where
a
it
year
came
old.
From.
That was February of last year or something like that.
Probably.
Was that? I think that was from the episode before I was even on the podcast.
Yeah, Danny
was that?
On the podcast, yeah.
Oh,
the
then, that would be, then that would be towards the end of 2020 then. That'd be like October or November of that
year. So you have to be a long time listener of the podcast to get that reference. Long
you
time.
You had to hear the early days back. Of the show.
Woo! Back.
Jordan, what did you do this weekend?
Not a whole lot. I watched a lot of Succession.
Okay.
Nice.
What
in
is
Succession?
That?
Did you watch Succession in Succession?
I successfully have been watching Succession. Nice. It's a show on Netflix, and it's really, really... Sorry, not Netflix. HBO Max, and it's really, really good. It's an HBO show.
Nice.
What is it, though? Like, what
it's
am
hard to describe, but if I had to describe it in a very easy term that most people can, like, get, because you look at it, like, I put the show off for so long because I look at the posters, I look at the name, I look at the characters, it's this, like, dark color palette. I'm just like, the show doesn't, like, sell itself when you look at it, right? But then you hear the theme song, and then you understand what it's about, and it pulls you in. So imagine if you take the concept of how The Office is filmed, right? Like that, like close up and zooms, and like it's very handheld camera based.
Yeah, the hand cam thing.
But it's about this company and the family that's within the company, and the power struggles within it. And it's very vulgar, and it's very you just don't expect a lot of things to happen. And it's just so entertaining. There's a lot. It's a slow burn sometimes, but it's. I want to do a whole video on it, but it's this characters. These characters are so real.
Jordan's
they feel so real.
Succession.
Here's another thing. You guys know Macaulay Culkin, right?
No.
Yeah. What? No.
You say no for it. You don't know Macaulay Culkin. He's
tell
like...
me who Macaulay Culkin is.
Yeah,
I told you no.
Home Alone?
Macaulay Culkin.
Never seen it.
Never heard of her.
The kid in Home Alone?
Never seen it. I've never even heard of Home Alone.
No,
I don't even know what that
Home
is.
Alone?
Okay,
yeah.
Well. Well, his Macaulay Culkin's brother, Kieran Culkin, McCulkin, whatever. He's great.
What a name, Kieran Culkin? Are you serious?
Kieran McCulkin, Listen, who's
Kevin
some,
McAllister? Kieran Culkin,
Kevin McAllister.
Right?
Kieran.
So Kevin McAllister's in this?
Wow.
So Kevin
McAllister.
So his Kieran is in this show, and he's
wait,
he's
Kevin excellent. McAllister's brother?
Kieran.
McAllister. I'm done. Watch Succession. It's great.
Okay, we need to watch. Jordan's been obsessed
have you
with
ever
this
had
show.
It's my favorite show right now.
That you had you could you do McCulkin, you want.
Yeah.
Now I found a TikTok of this kid as an adult now explaining what he actually meant to say.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that was such like a full circle thing. I think I saw that on YouTube or something. Some company like got him in there to do like a little interview.
Yeah.
About
what
it.
Did you actually? What were you gonna say?
Have you ever had a? But it's a grown person. It's a grown human now. That's how old that video is.
We're old.
Yeah, we are old.
I don't know if you sold me on the show.
Listen, it's very hard
I'm
to explain without
where
spoiling
Kevin
why it's great.
Where does Kevin McAllister come in, and when did they leave him in New York?
Hey, don't worry about it, sweetheart.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Listen, it's a great show, and that's all I care about in my time.
And
now.
It's on Paramount Plus.
Yeah, Paramount Plus, Disney Plus.
It's actually on what was it? Tubi.
I was just about to say Tubi.
I forgot the name. So I was like, it's also Tubi.
Tubi, yeah, that's the new one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's like the new, yeah, okay.
Yeah, you
okay.
can watch it vertical or horizontal or
whichever direction. Yeah, I thought that was Quibi.
Oh, yeah, it is Quibi. Sorry. Oh, okay. Tubi's something else. Tubi's a new one. Tubi's a different one.
Oh, my
one.
Gosh. Nate, Tubi's what did you do this weekend?
Let's see here. So this past week, I've given Marie a complete crash course in Spice Girls.
The entire crash course in Spice Girls.
We watched. I had her watch all the documentaries. We watched Spice World, the movie. As well. And I thought for sure going into this, because I like really tried to hype it up, because it is like it's like a cheesy movie, but I love it. And I was like, there's no way she's going to like this. Like, she's going to watch this and be like, it's horrible. And so I hyped it up, you know, like the entire time. And then we watched it, and she's like laughing through it. And I'm like, oh, this is going well. Like, and then by the end of it, she was like, I loved it.
Wow.
But now she is a fan. She is a full-blown Spice Girls fan now. Okay. Like, is into the music, is loving it, like going around the house singing it. Like, we're officially a Spice family now.
Wow. Is your Spice cabinet full of spices, too?
It is. And I'm loving it, because I've always been a Spice Girls fan my entire life. So, and I this is funny, because I'm going to have to post this on my Instagram or something, but I was going through my old Spice Girls collection that I had as a kid.
I love that you have a collection. What do you mean? I was going through my old Spice Girls collection.
Right. No, beautiful. I was. And I had pictures from when I was a kid, and I had pictures of my birthday party, and all of it was Spice Girls at my birthday party. My cake was literally a Spice Girls cake that said Girl Power on it, and all the presents were wrapped in Spice Girls wrapping paper. Yeah.
Dude, that's so fun.
Yeah, it was.
Wait, what year was, like, how old were you turning?
So, let's see, that would have been 90, it was either 97 or 98 for that birthday.
Wow.
So, yeah, whatever age that was. I don't know. I think it was, like, fourth or fifth grade for me.
That's so fun. Where did you find a copy of the Spice World movie?
So it was actually really hard. There was
we talked about this last week. You said it was tough to find.
Yeah, so Amazon had them for $40, and I was like, nah, I'm not going to spend $40 on it. No way. So I go out to like all the used DVD stores in the area, and I'm like, you know, scouting out Spice World. Couldn't find it at any of them, and I finally found it at one location for $50.
What?
And so I'm like, I don't want to spend $50 on this. And I was like, but I really want Marie to see this movie. And I wanted to go home and watch it that day. So I went back and I spent the $50 on it.
Wow.
It's a good investment.
You know what? I thought it was.
That's out of print like that and rare. You know, you're going to be paying those prices. You know, $40, $50.
And the fact that when she watched it, she loved it. Like, it made it all worth it. I was like, absolutely. I would have spent the $50 on it.
And now
it
you own it. And you can watch it whenever you want.
You can add it to your Spice Girls collection.
Add it to my Spice. Well, I had it on VHS.
Okay.
Had to have it on DVD.
Could have bought a VHS player probably for less than $50.
But I, you know, you wanted to see it on the DVD. You wanted to see if it was improved, which it wasn't.
Crisp quality, right.
Yeah, it wasn't like they didn't improve the quality of it at all. But I gotta say, I'm really, really hoping they do another tour, because I'll pay to watch that.
Are they doing anything like that? Like, have they hinted at getting the band
back together? Did one in 2019. And they're talking about doing another one when it's a little bit safer to do it. So,
Spice Girls,
your time is coming, Nate.
They did a European tour of stadiums, not even concert venues, stadiums, and they sold out the stadiums.
So
I would go see the Spice Girls.
If they
do
it again,
song, I would go.
And it's only in Europe. Are you going to Europe?
I might have to. I might have to.
It's worth it. I feel it. Yeah. If it's like the only place they're doing it, it's like a once, like in a wild thing to do, I would absolutely do it.
So my first concert I ever went to was Spice Girls. When they did their American tour back in 98.
Wow.
And, but obviously Jerry was not on that part of the tour when they came to America. She had left the Spice Girls by then. So I've not seen Jerry as part of the Spice Girls in
Which
concert.
Which Spice is that?
That's Ginger.
Ginger Spice.
Yeah.
Of course. I only know them by their spices.
Yeah, so which Spice Girl is everybody's favorite then?
We talked about this last week, dude.
Did we really?
We did. Yes.
Yeah, we did.
We had
a whole deep dive because yours is Sporty Spice.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think Sporty Spice is the coolest, so I'm also going with Sporty Spice.
Okay.
I hate
okay.
that we have the same spice.
No, it's fine.
I hate
it's
that fine. We share spice.
We share spices.
I was actually gonna give everybody a quiz this week on which Spice Girl they were. But I was like, nah, it's gonna take too long to do that.
That's pretty funny.
We could do that for next week and have like we'll do it in between and then discuss the results next
Should
week.
Should we do that next week?
We
to figure
totally
out who
could do that.
Yeah.
All right.
This is
All
the
right,
new
we'll
meta.
Try.
Spice Girl's the new
yeah.
meta.
And everybody in who's listening, if you guys want to take the Spice Girls quiz too, you guys got to let us know who your spice is.
Yes.
But
All right, so we'll do that next week. Spice Girls quiz next week happening here. We'll figure out which Spice Girl we are. Not our favorite, but which Spice Girl we are. And then hopefully Danny will learn another Spice Girl song. By next week, too.
Come on, dude. I think they just have that one. I'm convinced they don't have
Are you
any
kidding
other
me?
I haven't heard a single other one.
Are you kidding me? No. Wait a minute.
No, no, no,
wait a minute. Wait a minute, okay? 3 years in a row. 3 years in a row. For every Christmas season, they had a number one hit. For 3 years
Stop.
In a row. And that has not been done since the Beatles.
Stop. Okay, let me look them up.
They were a huge band. Huge.
That's the only song. Okay.
What do you know? What do you Girl. Mean it's the only song? I can't do the rest of the podcast. I'm too
they
upset.
They have a song called Wannabe. Oh, Stop. Spice Up Your Life.
Spice
All
Up Your Life.
All Say Be They. I've never heard. Mm-mm.
Just hop on Spotify, listen to the songs, okay. and then report back next week, please.
Crash Course. Also, yes. Can I see what shirt you're wearing today?
Yes, I am wearing a Spice World shirt. Yes.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah, Around yeah. the world. Look at that globe.
Yeah.
The spice is nice. That's a really nice shirt. I have Umbreon on my shirt. Not quite the Spice World.
Jordan,
girls,
who do you got
the
over there?
Best thing.
I got Farfetch.
Ah, yes. That is a lie. Yeah. That is a Gengar. That is Sabrina's Gengar, to be exact. That's a really interesting artwork. I just noticed that. That's the straight artwork from the Sabrina's Gengar card.
Are you sure?
From Jim Chandler. What are you talking about?
I'm just asking, are you sure? That's
oh,
all
yeah?
I'm asking. Okay. That's all I was asking.
Oh, my gosh.
That's all I was asking.
Anyway, so yeah, Spice Girls have the one song.
Stop.
I cannot find any other songs.
So next week we are doing which Spice Girl are you quiz, and we'll figure that out next week here on the podcast. And also, possibly...
Ooh.
Maybe.
Oh.
Let's not jump to conclusions here.
Okay.
There jumping. Might be a special guest.
Oh.
We can't say who, but it's a very important guest to the podcast. That's all.
A special guest who might be skating on in.
We'll wait. We'll wait and see. It's maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's a maybe.
Danny.
Maybe. What?
Would you kindly stop trying to hint at who it is?
I'm not. Dude, what do you mean? What word hinted at that? What are you talking about? Oh,
case.
I see what you did there.
I rest my case.
I see what you did there. Really good.
Okay.
Really good. Oh, was that a bear? What was that? Oh! Is that one that walked? What? Come on, dude! I was like, I don't get it. Do you just have a bear sound?
Yeah,
why
I have all the animal
that?
Sounds. Look at this. That's a rhino.
Oh, I thought that was me.
I thought that was Sonic with his IBS issues.
Ah, yes. Dude, so we did confirm Sonic does have IBS.
Sonic the Hedgehog has IBS.
What, is that an eagle?
That's a hawk.
Oh, hawk.
Yeah. His name's Ethan.
So I guess we all had good weekends there.
Really good weekends.
Yeah,
I also
bad,
went to the
bad.
Gym. Did you notice? Hold on.
No. I did, actually.
The gun show.
Yeah, let me know when it's in town.
It's in town this week.
Man, what is that, this, the squirt wait, gun show?
That banana's starting to look like a plantain.
Oh, my God. Talking about the tattoo. Anyway, I'm getting absolutely yoked, so.
Watch out.
You. Yes, everybody watch out. If they ever have, like, a PokeTuber fitness show, like a bodybuilder competition, uh-huh. First in line, right here.
First in line or the winner?
Winner and first oh, okay. in line.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations,
thank
Dean.
Thank you.
Congratulations on your win.
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody else showed up, but that's fine.
No,
that's fine. Not that's yet, fine. Yeah.
It's still a win.
All right, let's get into these beverages here. Are we ready?
No. Mm-hmm. Yes.
What does everybody have to drink this week here on the podcast?
I swear, if you guys both have Zevia, I'm going to leave.
You it's sound a little angry over week. There.
It's the same thing every week. Zeros across the board. I'm tired of hearing about it.
Yeah,
it?
watch your mouth.
I'm sorry. I just got out of control for a second. I didn't mean to say that thing that I said, which was, yeah, I'm really sorry about that. I did not mean to say that.
Okay. Well, as long as you apologize, that's fine.
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay. Super Duper Danny.
Yeah.
What are you drinking this week?
We are, in fact, getting booched today, bruh.
Whoa.
Now, okay.
Wait.
What?
Y'all, you finna come at us for not
changing
it up?
It's a different booch every time, dude. It's from different brands. It's different brand booch. I'm not brand loyal to my booch. What?
Gross.
This week.
Before the podcast, Danny was talking about how loyal they were, and then
I am. It's in the Scorpio chart on the astrological signs.
You need to get a soap flavored booch to wash your filthy mouth out over.
Oh, come on! I'm sorry. Yeah. Wait. It's like a scene from SpongeBob where they're reading the side of the dumpster. It's like crabs is a, and then you hit the beep. Wait, crabs is a beep.
Oh, am I
supposed
to hit something?
It.
Oh, okay.
Come on, dude!
I'm sorry, I didn't know. Okay.
Okay, crabs is a... It's Friday! Come on! Whatever. Anyway, I do love
Whatever.
The sound effect for the bleep. I have it on my personal soundboard, but I don't think you can hear it.
Yep.
Dolphins off in the distance. That's my favorite one.
Yeah.
Anyway, today we're getting booch today, brah. It's better booch. It's morning glory kombucha time. I love this one because it's like a little bit carbonated and you get little extra bubbles with your booch. Booch
okay.
bubbles.
Okay.
The B&B.
That's what makes it better?
Yeah.
The extra bubbles.
Yeah.
Better bubbles?
Better bubbles.
Okay. All right, so you got the booch over there.
Yes.
Mr. Jordan Fringe, what do you got?
If it's Zevia, I'm going to leave. I'm going to leave ya. You would.
Yeah, it's a little Zeev, but that's not
you already
it.
Cracked. Did you pre-pop?
I've been drinking that all morning.
Oh, okay.
So that's that.
Okay,
now,
okay.
Now you got to make like a tree and branch.
And I got this.
Wow. Is that G Fuel?
G Fuel.
All
right.
Okay, we're on two beverages.
And then I got some morning coffee left over.
Oh, dude, same. Mine is like down to the bottom. Are you down to the gritty part that's got like a little bit of the, you
uh-huh.
know? Yeah, I'm mm-hmm. at about that point.
It's
too,
about it's a few hours old at this point. Still good though.
Okay.
So three
that's
beverages?
What,
that's
what
it?
You're rocking over there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just three?
That's all I count. Yeah, three.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going with the only drink that matters. We're talking Zevia,
guys,
zeros across the board.
We gotta diversify.
Calories, zero sugar, zero carbs, zero sodium. But the taste is a 100. And,
you forgot the biggest zero of them all.
What?
What's that, Mr. Jordan Fringe?
Zero sponsorships.
That's right, zero sponsorships. And you know what this actually goes great with?
Get more during Red Lobster's Lobster
no.
Fest.
We cannot bring
We're
back
in the Red
the
Lobster,
Lobster
meta.
Fest. Oh my god. You know somebody sent me, it's Pokey Budget, sent me some cheddar biscuit mix. In the
oh,
mail.
Nice.
I didn't
That's
even know
good.
They sold that. It's Red Lobster buttery cheddar biscuits that you can make at home.
And
are you
making
them yet?
Yeah.
No, they're still sitting there in the container. I don't make have the em. Heart to do it yet because it's not like Lobster Fest right now. And I'm like, I'm nervous
you don't
if
need
I make
an excuse.
Them during not Lobster Fest. It's just going to set off the equilibrium in the space-time continuum situation.
This sounds
Delicious
like a whole
lobster
lot of...
lover's dream.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Lobster lover's dream.
This would.
You know,
like.
I'm just saying... going to Red Lobster during Lobster Fest, eating some lobster, drinking a Zevia while Spice Girls is is the ultimate.
That does not line up at all.
That's the shallowest podcast experience.
Nobody's drinking Zevia at Red Lobster. Nobody's listening to Spice Girls Red Lobster. Nobody's drinking Zevia and listening to Spice Girls, except for you, specifically.
Well, can you prove that it's not happening?
Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
Perfect.
So you're saying there's a chance.
You can't prove that it is happening. Oh,
Here's the thing. If we do a live show at any point this year, when we walk out in front of the crowd, we're going to walk out to a Spice Girls song.
That's fair. Yeah. That is fair. And it's going to be the one song that they have called, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
There's more than one song, okay? There's more than one song. Or do we walk out to the Golden Girls theme? Which one do we walk out to? I say
both
Spice Girls.
At the same time. We could do Spice Girls.
Yeah.
I don't know what the Golden Girls theme song sounds like.
Oh my goodness.
I'm really bad. I'm so sorry. When did that show come out? Nate, you can't.
Thank
is that
you for
it?
Being a friend.
Stop.
There we go.
No, I've never seen that. I know you love that show, so I never brought it up that I'd never seen it, you know? It's one of those things.
It's frustrating.
Golden Girls. If I look this up and it's before the 70s, I'm going to be so annoyed that you're
before
mad
the
I haven't
70s?
Seen it. 85. Okay. Whew. I still haven't seen it. I'm sorry.
What about I Love Lucy?
I like how the world just didn't exist before a certain time period.
Well,
for you.
Here's the thing. I was born in 95, dude. I haven't seen it. The 70s is like so far back.
It's not like you've had all these years to just watch anything you ever want.
I wasn't born in the 70s either.
Yeah, I know. But you're an old soul. You've got appreciation for the classics.
I guess so. All right.
I thought you were born in like 65, dog.
No. I don't know what to say to that. Well, you know, one thing that we do want to know.
Yeah.
Is what caught Mr. Jordan Fringe's attention this week at the Pokemon Center? And in fact, Mr. Jordan Fringe, what did catch your attention this week at the Pokemon Center?
Well, what caught my
attention?
I guess
we're just not going to crack open our drinks this week also. I guess that's the case.
Yeah, I guess I got so
sorry,
frustrated.
Jordan. No,
I got
Jordan,
so frustrated.
Go on. Just because I accidentally called Nate old and then he got upsetty spaghetti.
I got
flustered. Also, I haven't seen the Golden Girls. Also, Jordan, come back. I didn't mean to cut you off. I just realized that we skipped ahead a few steps.
All right, on the count of three. Here we go.
Later.
One, two, three. It looked like you're splattered out a little bit there, Danny.
Mine had a little splatty?
Yeah, looked like
I think we're...
I'm all good.
Y'all might be in the splash zone. I'm sorry about that. What was that? Why does it get weirder every time? What noises are you making? Wow. Brittany, are you okay? Also, can you guys hear the construction noises? They're back at it.
Sometimes.
Actually, I can't hear anything this week.
It's hammer time. Today is big, hammer day. Not as many drills or saws.
They all came into work today, and they're like, all right, team, this is big hammer day.
Yep.
Hopefully
hammer
you all
time.
Brought your big hammers.
Yep,
BHD,
everybody got
big
hammer.
Day?
Yep. That's the day. That's the mood of the day. I thought they were done. They're still here.
Sorry.
I digress.
I'm sorry. Is it okay if we move along now?
Yes, yes. I just really wanted to take a sip of my liquids, and I realized that we did not crack them. And I was like, well, is it rude if I then crack my drink?
No, it makes sense. Okay. It makes sense.
Listen, all want to talk about crack some more, but we're going to talk about today is the Pokemon Center. Cracking some beverages. We're going to talk about the Pokemon Center. Finally, speaking of something that cracked open, the Pokemon Center cracked open. Because there's actually some stuff.
Yeah.
Yay!
Like
a few things.
Like things. A lot of things I don't care about, but some things. There's some leggings. There's some hoodies. It's the active. It's their active wear line.
I like it.
Oh, cool. Dude, I didn't see the joggers.
Oh,
I like the joggers.
Cool. I can't wear the joggers.
Why can't you wear the joggers? What do you mean?
I'm built different.
Look at the camo joggers. They're invisible. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, they're fantastic and all. That's great. That's really cool. But you know what's really greater and betterer than that?
What?
Parade piece. We got another parade piece. The second to last parade piece is here. It's we got the balloon. It's the balloons. It has what? Well, there's I'm trying to remember from memory because it's in the other room. It was Cyndaquil.
Yeah.
It was Bulbasaur.
Yeah.
And it was Piplup.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. All right. So then good all job. We're waiting for. So now all we need left, because we have all the starters, right? All we need left to finish it off is Fennekin, Sobble, and Snivy are the last three that
no,
do
I
not have
No, I think that's the last piece.
Yet.
I think
they're not going to do it all and
this
leave
one's the
three
last
out.
One.
Yeah,
out
this one's
three.
The last one.
Yep. Last
it's not
one.
The last one. There's one last more.
One.
There's one
do
more.
Do you have proof?
Yes.
What's, how? What? What's
yeah,
your
I can't
proof?
Tell you. It's secret. It's NDA.
Oh
it's really
okay.
big upcoming,
big
scoop,
big
top secret.
I wonder how many people are like are doing what you're doing with this, Jordan, because you've been like meticulously like waiting for the last remaining starters to come out. Like, mm-hmm. I wonder how many other people are also like. Hmm,
no one. I don't know if you've realized it by this point, but I am crazy. So I'm very excited for that final piece to come because it's been a long year trying to get all these pieces to come out.
I feel like it's been longer than a year at this point.
Well, they started right at the. I believe this like the first piece came out like right around or right after the celebration started.
94, I think.
And in 1994 is when the first piece came out before Pokemon existed.
Before Pokemon,
we had
yeah.
Pokemon coming out. It was very great. It was cool. And now, because they skipped a month here or there, they had like some weird delays on it. So now we're finally wrapping up. Because technically, we're still in the 25th anniversary. Up until the end of February, we're still in the 25th anniversary zone.
We're
so
within that
time.
Year.
Yeah.
That year. Okay.
So there's still some time for some more items. One final parade piece next month. Maybe a couple other 25th anniversary pieces. Who knows? But that's cool. That's obviously the piece I'm going to recommend the most. I think it's cool. It's, you know, it's, I like the parade set, so.
And they're made out of resin. And the Pokeball balloons are really cute.
They are.
Yeah. What's that thing in the middle? What is that?
That's called resin.
What? There's a Pokeball, there is an Ultra Ball, an Ultra Ball, but then there's something in the middle that's like a green thing.
That's a berry, I think.
It's a berry?
That's called Bulbasaur.
What are you talking about? It's a Pokepuff. I'm reading the description.
It's a
Pokepuff.
Okay. That is kind of weird. Like, why wouldn't it just be another Pokeball?
Yeah, they could have just did the
spice
great
it
ball
up.
In the middle.
Change it a little bit.
Yeah, spice up your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spice Girls.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I want.
There's other songs besides that one.
I don't know.
Name
if there
one.
Is.
Spice Maybe, up your life. Two become one. Say you'll be there. Too much. Stop.
I don't know. I'm looking at their official page right now. I'm not seeing
They have a song called Naked.
Ooh. They have a song called Naked.
So Goodbye? That was when Jerry left. Goodbye?
Oh,
Ain't
no.
No
not
lie,
Jerry.
Baby. Bye, bye,
they
bye,
had Holler?
Bye, bye.
Holler Back Girl? Because there ain't no Holler
so
Back Girl. That was them?
They had Mama?
I got no one's corrected me. It's Gwen. It's Gwen. It's Gwen.
What?
It's Gwen, right? It's Gwen Stefani.
It's Gwen Stefani?
Yeah, that's Gwen Stacy from Spider-Man.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
I do remember.
The
party don't start till I walk in.
Yeah, thank
don't
you, Lady Gaga.
Oh, that was Gaga. Are we just like incorrect answers only all day today? Can
Absolutely,
we do that?
Daniel.
Yes. Thank you, Georgia. Armani.
Nice.
All right. Well.
That's the Pokemon Center. You get a statue or some leggings.
There's
joggers and leggings and hooded sweatshirts and activewear t-shirts and tank tops, Jordan.
That's fantastic.
But you didn't talk about the other item.
What's the other item?
The pin.
Yeah, the little spinny key.
That's right. I have an announcement to make with that. Okay, did I buy it?
What?
Are you tapping out on pins?
Did I buy the ice cube pin?
The spinny one? I don't think you did. Based on how you're wording it, I don't think you did.
You said you have an announcement to make, so the only announcement would be that you tapped out of the pins.
That is correct. So I've got all the sliding pins, got that whole set. I kind of tapped halfway out through the the open evolution pins, because it was like, it was nice and it was just the starters and like Eevee and Pikachu or whatever, and then it became like, oh, here's a random batch of dragon types, you know, like it did, it lost the consistency for me. And as much as I love the Ice Cube one, there was something like inherent deep down where I sat with myself and went, there has to be a time where I cut myself off on these. Like, they're really cool, but like, this is the perfect time to not get into another set of them. Until my mind's completely changed and they do like a Mimikyu or a Manaphy, and I'm like, geez.
I think it's responsible. It's responsible.
It's responsible.
Did you see the little Spiel on it? It's pretty cute.
I did see it. And I do like Ice Cube. I do like Spiel. I like the pin. I think it's a great pin. But I also said, what am I going to do with it right now? What do I need it for right now?
It's, you know, when you go to a tournament, you put all the pins on your backpack. And
I don't have backpack.
You don't wear a backpack?
No, I don't wear a backpack.
How do you carry your things?
The official Shadowless Podcast fanny pack.
Ah, yes, that doesn't exist
which
yet,
is currently on sale right now on our official Shadowless Podcast shop.
What?
Where you can get all your official merch.
Big news.
Don't hype people up like that.
Oh, yeah, we don't have merch yet.
Yeah, it's a lie. We don't have anything for you. Sorry.
But if you would like that, let us know, because we could at some point. I would love a fanny pack. We've gotten requests for t-shirts.
Why do they call it a fanny pack when it faces your front?
Well, I think it originally was supposed to go. Like,
back?
It was supposed to spin around. Yeah. I don't know. That's my
guess.
But
who would put it behind you and it'd be pickpocketed?
Yeah, it's exposed. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you carry your wallet in your front or back pocket?
In my front, absolutely.
Front.
I don't trust the back pocket.
Yeah.
Front.
Carry nothing in my back pocket, baby.
Well, now the fanny packs are worn like straps. They're not even worn around the waist. So,
well, that's called being a hype beast.
So. Oh, I wear my fanny pack like that.
And you're a hype beast.
Am I a hype beast, Dad? Wait, you think I'm a hype beast?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yo, what's up, y'all? I'm just gonna go do some cool hype beast stuff with the homies. If you're down,
we always see you riding around on a hoverboard.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I do be doing that often.
Yeah.
Very often. Okay, mm-hmm. That's fair. Mm-hmm. That's fair. Mm-hmm. So no pin?
Mm-mm.
No pin. Okay.
Never again, ever, is what we're saying here.
Not this line, at least, right now.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. That could be a really cool pin in the future that I'm like, oh. Or they continue an old series, if they bring back the sliding ones. You know, like, I have sliding ones. Why not? You know?
This one really random.
Now, when this podcast goes up, there is going to be other items on the Pokemon Center.
What you talking about?
Correct me if I'm wrong here, right?
What you talking about?
Yeah, what you talking about?
We could be talking about some
What you talking about?
We're talking about more Bear Walker Pokemon skateboards. Officially announced. Bear Walker has officially announced them. We're actually going to be talking about them later in the podcast in its own segment. You know, we always give the skateboards their own segment here on the podcast.
Yes.
So we will be talking about
segment. Skateboard segment,
yes,
baby.
Yes, sir.
So we're going to be talking about those just a little bit later on the podcast. So stay tuned for that. But that is all for the Pokemon Center this week. Some nice items to start off 2022. However, that's not all the Pokemon news this week. No. We still have to figure out what is going on in the world of Pokemon. Now, remember, we're not breaking the news. We're simply just discussing what's going on in the world of Pokemon.
We are breaking news!
Breaking news! Yo, excuse me, what was that? I think we may have had some technical difficulties.
I told you, you'd regret it.
What is
that?
Hey, Jordan, what are you...
That's payback.
What are you talking about?
It's payback for early, I told you.
Payback. What did you even do?
I was talking about the Pokemon Center and you interrupted me about opening the beverages. I said, I'll get you back later, you'll regret it.
Oh, yeah, I do regret it. Big regrets.
Big regrets.
Oh, that's right, you did say that.
Big regrets.
Got it!
Okay.
So I'll let here. Go ahead. You can say it again. I'll let you now say it that I've interrupted you. Go ahead.
Real
breaking news.
Breaking. No.
No mercy. No mercy. No mercy.
I feel shame and anguish.
It's fine. You go ahead this time. For real. For real.
Anyway, official news reports, and if I had a stack of papers here. Okay. Big day in the news.
I won't see when you're
going to do it. Real breaking news. We got a good one for you this
This week, everyone, we're talking star birth. We're talking skatey boards. Who is giving birth? The stars. More on that at 11. Yep.
That was 4:05 p.m.
It is 4:05. We're going to be here for a while.
Are you going into the first story, or are you passing it off there?
Oh, I mean, I think we can all collectively talk about it together, right?
Yeah. But you took the lead there, so you
gotta... Oh, okay. So all of the secret rays have been revealed for Star Birth, the Japanese set that came out on Friday, this past Friday.
Yeah. What?
They look fantastic. Day? Huh? Friday?
All right. Okay.
Oh, come on! Don't do that!
Well, I didn't hear what day you said last time, so I just wanted to... Oh, my God.
Friday.
Okay, Friday is when it came out.
Gotcha. Rebecca Black's hit single, Friday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it.
That Friday.
That Friday. So, anyway, this set came out on Friday. And a whole bunch... Come on, dude!
What?
The anticipation's killing me. Well, okay, so normally when somebody says Friday, you have the special Friday song that plays. And
It's a Friday, it's the day that is Friday.
No, it's not that one. There's a different one. There's a different one that you have.
Oh.
I don't know what happened to it.
Oh, no, it's maybe Nate. I just imagined. The song that Danny's talking about is... Everyone, it's a Friday again, and it's Friday once more.
That is a good song. It's not that one.
And now that it's Friday.
And it's a Friday.
It's Friday in the weekend.
No, it's not that one. Begun. That's not the Friday song. What are you talking about?
It's another Friday.
We probably should just get into discussing the cards.
Gosh, fine. I mean, there's a bunch of new Starbirth cards that finally got revealed on Friday.
Yeah.
And there's alternate arts, there's golds, there's some spicy full arts, there's a whole lot of stuff.
We assume most of these cards are going to be a part of Brilliant Stars releasing in February. We assume.
It only makes sense.
There's no confirmation. They very well could pull a couple of these cards and be like, all right, this is going to be a collection box, or this is going to go in the next set, something like that. But a little bit of a... Charizard mania
Charizard.
Right, 5 Charizards total in this set.
You say 5?
5.
5?
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Tell
I'm not the one that made the set.
Ain't nothing but a heart.
Which band is that?
NSYNC. Backstreet Boys. It's got to be NSYNC, right?
Sorry, the correct answer we're looking for is Rebecca Black's Friday. But
no, yep. Come on.
Rebecca Black's Friday.
Oh, my gosh. Is it really? So. I mixed up my songs that bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So, which Charizard then? So, we've got Charizard V Full Art. There is a Charizard V Alternate Art. Mm-hmm. There is a Charizard V Star. There is a Charizard V Star Hyper Rare Rainbow.
And there's a Charizard V.
Yeah, and there's
a regular
Charizard V.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's 5.
That's so many?
They could have easily had another alternate art in there for the star.
For the V-star, yeah. Absolutely. They really could have done a V-star alternate.
I'm not 100% convinced that there isn't going to be one eventually that just pops up out of nowhere.
Right?
It's what they do. So, they're just taking it out of this set, and they'll put it in the next set so they can have another set with Charizard in it.
So do we think all 5 Charizards are going to make their way to Brilliant Stars then?
Yes.
All 5 of them?
Or I do think they all pull, 5 of these are.
Or do they pull one out and go, all right, that's a collection box?
I was hesitant thinking that they do that with the alternate art, only because of that Reshiram Charizard. This artwork kind of reminds me of that because it has the Venusaur on it. But I feel like they still need something in the... Like, I don't know. I feel like they might just keep every one of those Charizards in the actual box. Or in the
I could see them.
I could see
them pulling out the full art V, and making a box out of that.
Really?
Yeah. Possibly. Well, they did that. They did that for Burning Shadows. If you remember, Shadows, they pulled the full art GX out and made a Charizard GX box out of that.
They did do that.
I mean, that would make sense because they still got the regular V star, and then they've got the hyper rare V star.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's a possibility, or they could just leave all 5 in.
Yeah.
That's such overkill.
It's a lot. It is a lot. And the thing is like, you don't even realize it's that many Charizards until you count them out, just like we did. And you're like, oh, wow, it is 5 Charizards in the set.
It's excessive.
Mm-hmm.
But we
I
were talking. Oh, go ahead.
No, no, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, we were talking about this last week when we were predicting which cards would get alternate arts. And
yeah.
A good chunk of the ones that we predicted did get alternate arts. I can't remember who said Luminion. Was it you, Nate?
Yeah, I did. I went with the Luminion. Yeah.
It's a good choice.
Beautiful. It's so
cute. Definitely
one
of the standouts for sure.
With the little swirly. There's like a little whirlpool swirly above Luminion, and there's all the coral and the beautiful aquatic life.
I like the Honchkrow one because just look at Honchkrow's eye. It looks so funny.
Oh, my God. They gave him a weird eye.
What happened to its other eye?
I don't know.
Just has one. Just has one. But look at all the little Murkrow. So it's Honchkrow on a big top branch and then a bunch of little Murkrows with their silly little hats.
But we also have to talk about the standout here. So my guess was the alternate art in the set for us was going to be here. Hey, they still could put it in Brilliant Star. We have no idea what the... English set's going to be fully.
Right.
Because there is there's a special version of Arceus V that's with the Legends Arceus game that comes out in Japan only right now. That card's
correct.
Only there
yeah,
for
that
now.
Special promo card.
But there is a very cool alternate art Arceus that is in this set that they showed
off. Stunning. They
and,
made him godlike.
Well, that's fitting for the literal Pokemon god. Mm-hmm. It's hovering over the land. It has time and space, clouds. It has every, beautiful
Where is time illustrated? Where's the time?
I mean,
I only see basil, maybe a little bit of oregano. Not very much time.
Ha! Got he!
They did for sure get the space in there, though. Because that's a dynamic-looking card. What?
The only time... that I can see is the time wasted hearing that joke.
Come on, dude!
Sorry.
Come on!
Sorry, I call it like I see it. And what I did see is the actual card being pulled this past weekend and how good it looks with the texturing and it's beautiful. The card is gorgeous as an alternate art. And I think that one will definitely be a big chase for a lot of people. I think my favorite... I think the colors on the Luminion probably are the coolest. I like the water vibes. I'm just a little disappointed. Only thing I'm disappointed. Where's the other Pokemon? It's like one of the few. It feels like alternate arts that doesn't have other Pokemon incorporated or more of the same. Like it feels like the sea is empty.
What on the Arceus?
No, Luminion. On the Luminion.
Oh, on the Luminion.
It's weird because you do just naturally expect, because that's like all the aquatic ones. It's like a bunch of little fishies off to the side or something. You're right. Luminion, and it kind of makes Luminion look sad, like isolated in a way.
Yeah,
own.
Gorgeous there's artwork, but I'm always used to seeing other Pokemon in these alternate arts. So
no, yeah, there's a Corsola right there.
Where?
I lied.
That's just coral. That's just coral.
It's regular coral.
I guess you could say, the Arceus by itself is just by itself as well. But
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
No, I think there's actually a Turtwig in that one.
No, it could be if you zoom in really, really close to the top right. So that's cool. There's some cool cards in here. There's some cool.
Can we talk about Cynthia? Yes!
No. She's a really good answer.
Skipping Cynthia and moving straight to Kindler.
The groove now.
What?
We're skipping Cynthia, going straight to Kindler.
Kindler, okay. Kindler's pretty sick.
All right.
But Cynthia, do you see Cynthia's ambition?
Oh, you mean Sharon's care?
No, what? Sharon is Karen, but also, did you see Cynthia's ambition? She's ambitious.
Yeah, Roseanne's backups.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Roseanne does. Actually, I really do like that Roseanne card. I've never seen this character.
And that's all for the full art trainers in the set.
No, we got to talk about Cynthia.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
There's a gold Ultra Ball.
There is a gold Ultra. Wait, is there really? I didn't even. Oh, that's going to be a big one.
The confidence in there is one. Wait, there is?
I remember seeing a ball. I didn't realize it's the Ultra Ball. I feel like that one and one of the other golds we'll talk about in a second. The Cynthia.
All right, what about the Cynthia? Yeah.
You hyped up the
Cynthia. You're all about this Cynthia. You've hyped it up. Now just tell us about what's going on with this Cynthia situation here.
No, it's number 114. It's Friday. Oh my gosh, come on, dude. I was waiting for that. Thank you for that. That is Rebecca Black's Friday. That is NSYNC's I Want It That Way.
Yeah, which was originally recorded by the Beach Boys.
I thought that was Yellow Submarine by the Beatles.
Oh. Yeah.
Written by Ringo Starr.
Ringo Starr. Yeah.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
The Cynthia card is so cool. I just like Cynthia because she's so powerful, you know? It's as a trainer, the champion. But it's like she's so poised and like dignified. And
Cynthia has gotten a lot of full art cards.
Mm-hmm.
It's because she's like a boss, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's all you wanted to say about the Cynthia card?
Well, I just like the card. What do you... Come on, we're having a discussion. Lot.
Oh, you hyped it up a lot. Okay, well.
Also,
okay.
There is some kind of Pokemon in the background on the right. And No, that's her hair. Never mind. It looked like a Pokemon. Just kidding. Disregard.
Wait,
what
no,
I just
there
said.
Is a Pokemon, right?
No, I don't know.
Isn't that a Pokemon?
No.
Yeah, it is.
I think it's her hair.
No, that's an eye. That's clearly an eye.
It looks like an eye, but I think it's her hair, dude. I think she's just got the luscious locks.
No,
once again,
there's no way, because the hair is blowing Cynthia. To the left of
I
the
think
picture.
That's a good,
It's her hair, dude. I thought it was an eye, but I think it's her hair.
Yeah, it's totally a...
No, that's a Pokemon.
Come on! Oh, my God.
Yeah, you can't see as clearly. It's hard.
What?
Okay, I'll say it again. Clearly, it looks like a...
Yeah.
So
I'm having a stroke. What is happening? That's fine.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well,
Wake up!
But they also have some really cool rainbow. What's your favorite rainbow? If you had to pick.
The double rainbow.
All the way?
Double rainbow all the way.
So we got
God World.
Are we?
Yeah.
Nate was born in 65, dog. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was born in 65.
I like the Charizard V-Star the best. I hate to say it.
That's exactly what
the best.
That's exactly what a hype person would say. Exactly.
No! I'm not a hype beast. It literally, artwork-wise, that one looks the best.
Listen, I'm all in for Arceus.
Hype it up, hype beast.
But I'm going to give up the rainbow. I'm going to give it up to good old Whimsicott V-Star.
Y'all are sleeping on Charizard V-Star, dog. Y'all sleeping on it.
No.
Invest now.
It'll be talked about quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that art the best. I don't know if it's going to be... I think that one's just going to be the rarest, or whatever, most sought after,
just because,
obviously.
It's just the same as the last art. Now he faces a different direction.
Wow. No, the claw thing. The claw.
The claw.
I like his talons. Little claws.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like that Arceus.
Yeah.
The Arceus is pretty sick.
If you really think about it, Arceus doesn't get a whole lot of cards.
But when it do, they're great.
I feel like it's right with the release of this game, there'll be a couple of Arceuses.
They just look
Arceuses.
Like it just has the vibe of the level X Arceus, and I'm like, that's why I do like it a lot. And I'm excited that we're also getting it as the gold card as well.
Yay!
Yes, that's the surprise of the set right there.
Gold Arceus.
I didn't know which one they were, because it's the only Pokemon. There's only three golds. It's the only Pokemon that got the gold.
Is it shiny? It's shiny, isn't it?
Technically, is it not? I do not know, because one, I do not see the shiny stars that would be around.
That's true,
And I don't know what the exact defining factor that makes it shiny off the top of my head.
I think it's just tinted yellow.
Because I know there's a bunch of different plates that Arceus can get. You know, that's why we had all those subset in the
I don't think it's shiny.
I do not think it's shiny.
The shiny version right now. Yeah, it's not.
But it's still pretty cool.
Arceus.
Oh, yeah. I think that's the standout right there, is that gold.
It looks good in gold.
That's fabulous. The white with the gold looks really good.
Yeah.
On the corners of the card, too. It just happens to match.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a nice set.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys getting some packs?
Yeah. I'll get a few. I'll get a couple.
Yeah.
Jordan.
All right, so we'll see what what makes its way to Brilliant Stars in February.
Brilliant.
There was also a gold Ultra Ball. And a gold magma basin as well. So
the magma.
I don't want to leave those out.
Thick.
Got to respect them. Mm-hmm. Gotta respect them. All right, let's move into the next thing here, which is there was this lunchbox situation.
Yes, which I found out is not real lunch. We're talking about the collector's chest, like the treasure chest.
Right,
right. There's no food in there.
What? Yeah, unfortunately no not. Food. So it mm-mm. This is a box that is essentially the exact same thing as a like one of the lunchbox tins, but it's a box. So the question is, are they done with the tins? Are they done with the lunchbox tins? Because this one, it comes with, you know, it comes with the notebook and the sticker sheets and the coin and the three mm-hmm. promos, some mm-hmm. booster packs. So are they done? Is this the end of the lunchbox tins?
It's sure called the collector's like bundle.
Yeah. What do you think?
Well, here's the thing, though. This looks like... So it's got Brilliant Stars packs in it. The three promo cards are the three starters from Legends Arceus the game. So it's either going to be like a special version of this specifically for Legends Arceus release, or they're scrapping the collector's tins. We were talking about this before, and those are awkward to store. Mm-hmm. The yeah. lunchbox things.
Would you be upset if they... If they were like no more lunchbox tins,
I feel like I would be indifferent. I'm not gonna lie.
I think I would too.
I don't use them with the handle. Like I never like walk around with my little lunch pail. You know.
Wait, you don't. You're not walking around LA with that.
Making my way downtown, walking fast with my Pokemon lunch pail. No, I've never done that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did find out that they're the exact perfect size to fit PSA slabs, though. If you were wondering, literally, like, on their side, perfect dimensions.
Oh, I wasn't
yeah.
wondering.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, got it.
There was something I was wondering.
What?
Got any animal facts?
Oh, my gosh! I don't have it ready yet. I was going to look it up toward the end. Okay, you go. I'll look up animal fact. Go. Continue on.
Lunchboxes.
Lunch, cool. Yeah, the... It might be no more.
Hey, it do be happening or it don't be happening. We don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
It doesn't look like it's happening anymore, based on right? context clues.
Usually they get released in the spring and the fall, and this would be springtime when this is coming out, March 25th. So that's spring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and spring into summer. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Well, you know, that's it for that segment.
Well,
you know?
Come on, guys. Are you just sitting there? Are you stalling for me?
No, what else do you want to talk about with the lunch boxes?
Yeah, you got anything to contribute?
I did contribute. I contributed so many ideas.
But you don't want the segment to be over, is what you're saying.
No, what are you talking about?
So I said, well, that's it for the segment. We're moving on to the next one.
Okay. Can I have an animal fact?
No, that was part of the last segment.
No, this one is part right now. I think it's an in-between segment. It's like a nice little, you know, bridge between the segments. What's an in-between segment? It's
either a segment or it's not a segment.
It's a little mini side seg, you know?
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, okay, here it is. If you must.
This is interesting. Mm-hmm. All right. Squirrels, they may pretend to bury some of their nuts to throw off thieves. Into thinking that they buried their nuts, because sometimes other animals steal squirrels' nuts. Allegedly, about 25% of their buried food gets stolen by other animals. And sometimes they don't dig up the nuts, and then that results in new trees, which I also find really fascinating, just about the life cycle and other, you know, animals working together in a habitat. It's very fascinating. Jordan went and got a pillow. Come on, dude! You're telling me you don't think it's interesting that strategically
it's
squirrels will pretend to bury...
I just know they're gonna, it.
No, they will pretend to bury food, yeah. Like, as a dupe. Like, they'll literally, like, mess with other animals and be like, oh, I'm gonna pretend to put something here so somebody else tries to dig it up, and then they'll find nothing, and it'll be funny. Ha ha.
That's fourth
funny.
Grade SpongeBob.
What?
That's such an old fact.
You didn't? Did you know that yes. they pretend bury food? No, you did
yes,
not.
I did know that.
Why would you know that?
Listen, you got to know about squirrels if you want to survive.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah, nor does your fact. Try again.
That did make sense. What are you talking? That's interesting. How many animals do? Name one other animal that does something like that.
The human race.
Go. Besides, I mean,
squirrels.
Besides the humans, squirrels. Got it. Okay. Glad we're on the same page here. Great animal fact. I'm glad you guys appreciated it. I feel like you guys are not appreciating my fun facts.
Oh, I'm so appreciative of it, Danny. Thank you.
And that's on Animal Facts with Super Duper Danny. Squirrels, where will they go next? Stay tuned to find out.
All right. Are we? Is it okay to move on?
I think so. What?
Okay.
Was that a... Right. You know, I thought I heard a little fart. I thought I heard a little fart. Was that what that was, Jordan?
You're just hearing things.
I don't think so, because the look on your face said, I have fart putty and I'm squeezing it right now.
All right, we're moving on to the next segment here. This past week, they released two different videos, one of them being Badoof's Big Stand. And we're talking about this just briefly, because if you haven't watched it, definitely go check it out. Because it's absolutely adorable. It's just a short little video. It's like, what, like 2-3 minutes long? Not long at all.
The Badoof but it's just, one?
Yeah, it's just it about Badoof making a big stand.
It was like 8 minutes.
Yeah, it was like 8 minutes.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I feel like that went by fast. Oh. Yeah.
You're going to tell me that that's not somebody making fart putty sounds, Nate. What?
I didn't say it wasn't. You guys were the ones that were talking about it, not me.
You're the one bringing it up. Is it you?
It's not me.
You sure?
Both of my hands are in the shot, and I heard a fart noise. What was... Stop it. Stop it.
I'm not sure that some of those aren't real.
Those could be real farts. Actually, you know what? Yeah, both of my hands are... Yeah, this, you know what? Valid. Anyway, Jordan, you remember the episode that we just absolutely annihilated? Episode 100? Where we just annihilated
Let's
it with
farts. Let's not talk about that one. We I want to move on with the podcast here.
We don't bring it up. But go listen to episode 100 if you want to have a great time.
I don't recommend it at all. So
it was Nate
don't
hated
listen
it.
To it.
Jordan and I got a little carried away with the farts.
Yeah, thanks, Murray.
Thanks, Murray.
So this Badoof's Big Stand, if you haven't watched it, it's on Pokemon's YouTube channel. It should be.
It's great.
It is.
It's great. It's beautiful really animation, good. And it's stuff that, it's, again, like, this is... the great stuff I love that Pokemon keeps doing right now. These one-off or these side series animations that tell these different stories that are beautifully done, because they're like these one-off things. They can have as much time on them as they need, and they're unique and they're different. I like it. Like, can you imagine if, aside from just Ask Ketchum growing up, you could have all these other stories?
Yeah,
like, there's so much to explore, and I'm glad that we're finally at that point where we get to explore, and there's other mediums they can release it, like on YouTube, so they don't have to worry about a streaming service, and they can just put it on Twitter if they want. I love stuff like this. It's great.
And there's no dialogue in it at all.
No.
So you're just watching
but you understand
it.
Everything that's going on.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't need words. The exactly. emotion is there. This is so cute.
So go check it out. Another video that was released was another trailer for Legends of Arceus. So,
Pokemon Legends Arceus?
So, Danny, I feel like you might be the most excited.
Why are you fielding this off to me?
Are you not the most excited?
Are you not the streamer? Excited. I am very excited. I will be streaming it. I am the streamer. Did you call me a streamer?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. I am a streamer. I do stream. Wow. Yeah, no, the trailer. Did we all see the trailer?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, they just showed some of the new gameplay mechanics and stuff. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was hoping that they would actually show some new Pokemon, because we still haven't seen, like, some of the evolutions, like the evolution for Voltorb or the Growlithe that are that Hisuian form.
Yeah.
It would be great to see those. But yeah, they showed some of
they
the gameplay
They showed no new
mechanics.
Pokemon, right?
Not a single one during this.
Which
no
was
surprise.
Interesting.
It's like 13 minutes of gameplay.
And it comes out next week, so...
Yeah, like
interesting
next
they didn't
Friday.
Reveal anything. Yeah, next Friday. So.
Friday? Next Friday? Yeah. Next Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I can't... I can't... With these conditions, I can't simply be asked to go on. Where is the sound that goes... When we say Friday... You know the sound I'm talking about?
Hey, it's a Friday again.
It's a big
next
Friday.
It's a Friday.
Ain't
another
Friday
after that.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, releases next week.
Next Friday.
Super Duper Danny, you going to be streaming that?
I will be streaming it. Well, I'm going to stream it on Friday, and then I'm actually flying out to go to Texas.
To stream it somewhere else?
No, I'm going to stream it when I come back.
Your plan is to stream it in every state.
I'm going to stream it across the U.S. Let me just hit every state on the way.
Okay.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy internet on the airplane.
You
right?
can
I'm gonna
buy the internet?
In-flight. I'm going to buy Mr. Internet. I almost burped. I'm going to buy in-flight Wi-Fi.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to then hook up my Nintendo Switch and my Elgato, and then I'm going to stream it from the... Are you about to yawn,
no.
Jordan? That looked like a massive... Literally, did you see Jordan's face? Did you see Jordan's
face? Actually,
because
I really didn't. I was focused on what you were saying.
I was
so I
line
not.
Drive looking right in his eyes, and he had the biggest yawn of brewing I've ever seen in my life.
Don't look at
Am
me.
I not interesting?
Wake up!
Oh, Danny, trust me. You are the most interesting person.
You're right.
Beautiful. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. I think I'm just fascinating. Anyway, that was a joke. I'm not going to... Jordan is yawning. Jordan is literally yawning.
So what you're telling me is, as a streamer,
mm-hmm.
you have decided to fly out on release weekend and not stream.
Yeah, it just so happens okay. that there's an event on release. Here's the thing. I'm streaming it the night it comes out.
Yeah, sure you are.
Not very
I'm literally midnight releasing, streaming it.
But you've decided to... To not stream at the weekend.
Not the whole weekend, no. Okay. Just Friday.
Just Friday. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Just Friday, and then I come back on Monday.
And then you'll be streaming it on Monday?
Maybe Monday or Tuesday.
Now it's Tuesday.
Now it's Tuesday. Well, I fly in on Monday, so maybe Monday night.
So what you're telling me is you're not even streaming this till February.
Oh, my gosh. Literally, yes. I think February. No.
Tuesday is February 1st.
I'll stream it on the 31st, so I make it in on January, mm-hmm. for sure.
I'm sure you will.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are such haters sure right now. Have you been sipping on that Haterade? I don't think that's
no,
G Fuel. I think that's
no,
Haterade.
That's G Fuel, actually.
I'm not sure I believe you. Anyway, the gameplay footage does look really nice. If you guys wanted to see it, it's on Pokemon. It's got over 2 million views on it.
Whoa.
For the gameplay trailer.
I'm excited Crazy. For it. It looks interesting. Yeah. I mean, it's a whole new type yeah. of Pokemon game in there, so, you know.
I am really excited. So I'm looking at this right now. You get to cruise around on a freaking, like, jet ski that is Basque Legion. Have you seen that?
Uh-huh.
There's a new Pokemon called Basque Legion, which is,
Are you sure
like,
it's just not a Basque Legion itself?
I mean, it's like you add on the handlebars to the top of its head.
Wait, is there actual handlebars on it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like a chopper or something.
Those are called whiskers.
They're not... Wait, what?
He's holding Shut on to
up.
His whiskers.
I'm literally looking at the character with some built-on handlebars cruising on the top of the fish.
Yeah, those are handlebars.
Hello? Handlebar mustache?
Handlebar whiskers.
Hey, whiskers, give or take. But All yeah, right, this so... looks, it looks pretty cute. The style of it is like way different than any other Pokemon game I've ever seen. So
yeah.
That's interesting in itself.
It'll be like interesting to see if they continue doing this style every generation. That would be really, really interesting.
I feel like it would be exclusive for these games. Like another Pokemon Legends, whatever. You know, Pokemon Legends Kyogre.
Wonder if there's going to be any DLC for it.
Ooh.
You think? Ooh, possibly might be some DLC. You never know.
It would be fun.
Mm-hmm. You never know. Never know.
Don't be could, giving us ideas.
Could happen. So that's coming out next week. Danny will be streaming it in February, so you can check out Super Duper Danny on Twitch streaming it in February.
Yeah. Okay. In January. And I'm going to stream it the day it comes out.
Oh, it's March now, I heard.
And also, oh my gosh. It won't, yeah. Not till March, everyone. I'm just going to leave you all on edge, waiting for some content.
You'll stream it the day it comes out. Yeah,
yes.
We all know. So
February, March,
April.
Take it or leave it.
You said it, not me. Oh, not gosh. Me. And then the very last item up for bid here is
bidding.
We've been waiting for it.
Yeah.
We're talking the Bear Walker skateboards. The next. Next wave, next line, next series of Bear Walker skateboards has been revealed by Bear Walker himself.
Mr. Bear.
And it is, it's a big one.
It's a spicy meatball.
It's a massive one. You are getting, in this wave, every Eevee-lution, including Eevee.
What?
How
Eevee
many
and all the
Eevees is that?
But Nate.
That's at least 42.
Nate.
Yeah.
I already thought we had an Umbreon.
No, we didn't. Nate.
Oh, no, we never had an Umbreon.
No.
Okay.
No, 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 no.
That was actually Ditto.
Ah, pretending to be Umbreon. That's right, that's right.
Yeah, so if you go look closely at the board, it is a Ditto. So, yeah.
These but look all, so good.
By the time you're hearing this podcast, they will be up on Pokemon Center, unless you're listening very, very, very early in the morning to this podcast. But they're supposed to go up on sale on PokemonCenter.com on Wednesday, which is the 19th.
Yes. No time set, but if it's like usual, it'll be that like 11, 12 to 1, you know,
Eastern.
But skateboards have dropped as late as 6 p.m. Eastern. So this one's kind of pre-planned, so I would assume it's coming out that 11, 12, 1 spot.
I'm already anxious that I'm going to get blocked from the website and I'm not going
to
get one.
See, this is where I think it'll be a little bit easier because there's so many boards to choose from. You may have a chance to get the board you want.
That does make sense. Can we go through? So there's literally just to name every single Eeveelution that has a board. Then I want to know your favorites too. Eevee, Vaporeon, Jolteon, Flareon, Espeon, Umbreon, Leafeon, Glaceon, and Sylveon, dude! There's so many!
So I think it's safe to say that none of us three, are getting every board.
Oh, I was planning on just getting all nine.
No, I'm not. I'm getting one board.
I need to know who is in the market to purchase all nine.
It's a big commitment.
It's a lot.
Big commitment. Yeah, it's a lot. And what are you going to do with all those boards, too? That's a lot of boards to be hanging up.
I mean, there's a picture of them all hung up together, so I'm sure someone will recreate that image.
Yeah,
I
want to
see
like,
it. I want to see somebody do it.
It's, like, excessive, though, because, like, that's, like, the making it, like, a thing. Like, with what you have in your background, Jordan, you got four of them, but there's, like, other collectibles scattered in there.
I have a fifth down here on the ground because I haven't hung it up yet.
All right, so you got to wait to hang up the fifth, and then you're going to get all nine of these, so you got to make some more room.
Uh-huh. I'm hyped for whoever buys them all. I want to see it. Cool. I want
to
see it.
You have to make it, like, a thing. Like, oh, yeah, this is my room with all the Eevee boards. Like, it's just, like, there's so many of them that it, like, takes over the space.
Honestly, it looked really cool.
Yeah,
it really would. So I think it'd look cool if somebody had them all and they were just like displayed. I mean, because to have all the Eeveelutions, you know, it makes sense.
I want a room that's just every Pokemon one ever released, all of them, all the waves.
Dude, that would be so sick. Hey, so I'm on Bearwalker's Instagram, and Nate, your comment shows up right at the top on my thing. It says, so they announced that the new boards are coming out, and it says, this is from Nate. Whew, I got to sit down to process this awesomeness. And then right below it, Marie said, I'll take one of each, maybe two of the Flareon, and then a bunch of the heart eye emojis.
So when I texted the group chat about this, I was like, hey, Nate, don't show Marie. And as soon as I said that, Nate's reply was, as soon as you said that, she was already looking at
it. Yeah, we were literally in the middle of watching it. When you sent that,
that's I was so like, funny. The first thing I thought of was like, oh, how it's going to be hard to pick just one. I mean, don't kind of hard, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so, you're obviously going to get your favorites, but like.
Yeah. So, Marie's favorite Pokemon in general is Flareon.
Yeah.
So.
But are you feeling that Sylveon, though?
I do like me a Sylveon. That's my favorite Eeveelution. However, I don't know. We'll wait and see.
Oh, yeah. Wait
and see. What's your favorite boards right now?
I don't want to spoil which one I'm getting. I want you to guess which Eeveelution I would get.
All right.
And then we'll reveal it next week on the podcast.
I'm saying Espeon.
Revealing it next week?
Yeah, well, it's a suspense. I'll tell
you're
you
gonna wait a whole week?
Uh-huh.
A whole week?
I won't tell you what I get until
Jordan.
I want to
look right now, and I got to really process these.
I think you're going Espeon.
I'm getting one.
Just one?
Just one board.
Okay.
Here's my question. Did you end up getting the Umbreon, the first Umbreon board?
No.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
You can see all the four. So the one they have on the ground is Genesect. You can see the other four behind me. I got Pikachu, Pukumuku in my throat, Togepi, and Gyarados.
Okay. You were all talking about earlier, you were talking about how Umbreon is the only one that actually has a carved-in embellishment, and that's the little crescent moon.
And I do like special boards, because, like, the Togepi one
I love special. The Togepi one.
But maybe that's not the one I'm going for. I just noticed that I was the only one that had the moon on there. Had a little special. Yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say Glaceon.
Whoa. Glaceon.
Glaceon is what I'm saying.
Interesting pick.
Right. I think it's Glaceon.
So we got one Glaceon.
Jordan had a little bit of a smile over there when I said
smirk.
It.
A little smirk.
I think it's Glaceon.
Sheesh.
We got to wait till next week, though.
Yeah, we'll wait till next week. Danny?
Okay. My favorite is... Actually, can you guess mine? I'll tell you now.
What would you guess for mine?
Oh, I guessed Espeon.
Oh, you're guessing... Okay, you're guessing Espeon. Okay.
Yeah, locking that in.
Locking that in.
Espeon
and Glaceon.
I like the design on that one. I feel like you
would... You're laughing when you say Glaceon.
It's got to be Glaceon.
We'll find out next week.
Why are you being weird?
We'll find out next week.
It's definitely Glaceon.
Sure. Danny, I'm going to guess just Eevee.
Straight up?
Just regular Eevee. Just
little Eevee?
Just regular little Eevee.
Nate?
Man, this
tough
is
a... Tough pick here.
This is a tough pick. I'm going to say... let's see here. Whew.
Jordan, I literally talked about it on stream. While I'm pretty sure you were there. Maybe you joined in later.
I think I joined in after that.
Since Danny is a hype beast, probably Umbreon.
Oh my gosh. I'm not a hype beast.
You're wearing an Umbreon shirt.
I am wearing an Umbreon shirt. Oh my gosh. But it's not the same. That has nothing, no correlation with hype beast. What are you talking about? It's not. I'll tell you right now. It is.
Jolteon.
It is Jolteon.
Nice.
That was actually my first guess.
Really? Yeah, straight up. Jolteon. That one is so sick with the zippy zappies coming off of it.
It's a sick board. Sick board.
I like the Jolteon one. And then the Espeon one came in second for me because of the swirly, like the weird psi wave looking stuff in the back. I like the highlight on the wavies. Like adds a lot more definition.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nate, are you not locked in yet? Not confirmed?
Well, definitely going to try to get a Flareon for Marie. It's her favorite Pokemon, so I understand that.
It's only right.
But if I was to get one for me, what do we think I would get here?
Sylveon? No. Vaporeon.
Going to Vaporeon?
I'm just going to stick with Sylveon because it's your favorite. Why wouldn't you want to get your favorite one?
That's actually true. I want to be different. Okay. What is it?
I'm going with Eevee.
Whoa.
No, I'm kidding. I'm going with Sylveon.
Oh, okay. The Sylveon one's cute because of the hearts.
Yeah.
I really like the heart pattern
Sylveon,
on it.
Sylveon, I don't know. Just something about Sylveon. I like the pink. I don't know. Sylveon's very different from the rest of the Eeveelutions. It's taller than all the other Eeveelutions.
It has ribbons.
It has ribbons.
The pink and the blue is really nice together, too. It's a really precious Pokemon.
Whew. Okay. So,
wow.
Good luck to everybody trying to get a skateboard. And if anybody ends up getting all of them, send us a picture. We'd like to see. I'd like to see how you display them and all that stuff. So, I'd like to see it.
Personally. We calculated that if these are $250, it's like I think $2,200, like over $2,000 before tax to buy all of them.
It's a lot of Eeveelution. It is interesting that I would like to know the thought process behind, and I'm sure it probably wasn't like planned out that far in advance. But you know, the fact that we got an Umbreon in Wave 2, and then now we're getting another Umbreon again. Like, it makes sense, like, if you're doing all the Eeveelutions, like, you gotta include Umbreon again, but, like, I don't know what I'm trying to say here. Was it planned out to do two, or was it one of those things that was like, let's do Umbreon, and then maybe we'll do the other ones in a different wave, and then time came around, and it was just like, alright, let's just do all of them.
I don't think they anticipated doing an entire Eeveelution line. There's no way they would have done an Umbreon earlier if they knew they were going to do one in this. I think
it was just
they're doing them like at a case-by-case, like, as-they-go basis. And they're like, oh, well, it'd be weird if we had every single Eeveelution here and not Umbreon now.
Yeah.
Unless they re-release the old Umbreon board. And then it wouldn't match any of these ones. Because the style's a little different.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what they would have released if they didn't release the Umbreon.
Psyduck?
Umbreoff.
Well, you know, we haven't gotten, like, an actual... I don't feel like we've gotten an actual skateboard wave in a while. Because they've been like, you know, oh, here's... Mini drops. Here's, yeah, the like, little mini drops. And
three of them.
Mm-hmm. And then we get this Eeveelution one, which is obviously a really big drop, but it's not along the normal lines of...
Yeah. You know what I thought was interesting? And okay, I can't remember if we talked about this. So Mudpie got one of our friends, Mudpie, got a board from the last drop with the Piplup Genesect. And, oh, no, you got one too, Jordan.
I got the
Did we talk about how they didn't come with the wheels they're not attached?
Assembled. Yeah, it wasn't assembled. It came with all the parts. That's so weird. Mm-hmm.
So they changed in between this line and the last line that released and the one before it. They decided to send it without just the deck all the stuff to make it.
It just saves time in terms of producing them. So they can easily just put all the parts in a box, ship it out.
So I wonder if it has to do with, like, they know a lot of people are displaying them and they're just making it easier for people to display.
Yeah, because you can just use the holes where you'd connect the trucks onto to just put it on the wall, or you can still get a certain hanger with the wheels on and hook it up. So I like putting the wheels on, but... I have other collectible skateboards that have nothing to do with Pokemon that don't have any trucks or wheels on them that you just screw through the actual holes where the trucks are.
It's a lot more bulky to have the wheels on there.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think it works. But, yeah, it's just interesting because it's like when we got them, everyone that I have has the wheels attached. And it would be kind of nice to have some without it so you could just hang it up on the wall straight up. Are you? Jordan, get some sleep. Jordan is doing the big... Every time I speak... Why is it when I'm talking you do big yawn? What is it? Come on, man. Are you not entertained?
I'm so entertained, actually.
Well, that comes under the category of too bad.
I'm upset.
Yeah, get some of that G Fuel.
That's so whack. Yeah. Make a little nappy. Well, I'm excited regardless.
Yeah,
wheels or no wheels.
They're coming. Hopefully you can get yourself a skateboard. Let us know which one you get. You can go over to our Shadowless Podcast Instagram page and comment which one you're going to get as well. So go give us a follow on Instagram, Shadowless Podcast. So we'd appreciate that as well. And
on the gram.
And we'd really appreciate is all of you. We appreciate every single one of you listening every single week, downloading the episodes wherever you're listening. We appreciate it very, very much. So
thank you
bunches and bunches. But that is the end of the podcast this week. I'm sorry. It has to come to an end every week, you know. But we'll be back next week.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Jordan can go take a nap in between.
We'll figure out how many Glaceon skateboards Jordan bought next week. As well, so we'll tune in for that too. But you know, hey, you're listening on I don't know, iTunes, Spotify, wherever there's some sort of rating and or review system in place. Please consider taking a moment out of your day, leaving that rating and or review. Help us bop to the top.
Skiddly bop, bop, bop.
All the way to the top of the rating charts. And we'll see you all next week, right here on...
And this is the bottom line. A Stone Cold Sizzle.
A Stone Cold Sizzle.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wheels on the bus go round and round.
And that ain't no lie, baby. Bye, 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 bye.
Quick, who sang the Macarena?
Oh, no. Stevie Wonder. No.
Well, that's a whole other thing to unpack right there. What was that your so confident go-to? Macarena? It's a Stevie Wonder classic.
It was a joke.
the Shadowless Podcast.
And that's the bottom line, 'cause Stone Cold said so.